In this episode of the Texas Private School Podcast, is Oak Ridge an SBC title contender? Is Sacred Heart a threat in the D4 South? Lutheran South is in a prime spot to play spoiler. St. John's and Episcopal go to war for a single title spot. And is Prestonwood the new blood in Division I? All this and more in the Week 7 preview of the Texas Private School Podcast. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Texas Private School Podcast. As always, I'm one third of your hosting crew, Wes Tolleson, joining you from the heart of Dallas, Texas. Walker Lott and Ryan Schroeder join me as well from College Station and not Stillwater, but Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, respectively. Almost tripped myself up there. Walker Lott and College Station, vibes are still high around College Station, I imagine. But more importantly, how are you feeling about this week of Texas Private School football?
We're getting to the good games. This week of 7, 8, 9, these couple of weeks coming up are going to be fantastic slates. And so that's always going to be exciting. I believe most of districts starts for Taps Division II this week. So that's always a good thing. And yeah, vibes are high down here. It's fall break, so most people are on vacation. I've been chilling down here in College Station, relaxing. But yeah, get ready. I'm ready to get back into the swing of things. That's what I'm trying to say.
I love to hear it. Ryan Schroeder, it seems like things are getting busy with the Thunder and everything that entails. How has your time in Oklahoma City been?
No, it's been good. Trying to think of Oklahoma State as little as possible at this exact moment. But, you know, we talked about that in the last episode. But the Thunder has been good. First game was yesterday for preseason, getting wrapped up into the season. First home openers tomorrow for preseason. But things are going well overall. I'm just excited to see how the rest of the season rolls out here for the last coming weeks of district, and ready for some good district battles. And hopefully I can make my way down to a couple here soon.
I would like to see that. Yeah, absolutely. We got some fantastic district battles taking place. It seems like SBC's kind of gotten all the fun up to this point, but now some pretty heavy hitter and Taps will be going at it. But before we get into that preview, Walker actually reminded me we haven't done the name some songs off the record segment, so we're going to do that now. I don't think you can tell just by this little corner peeking out, but it says My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye West. In honor of A&M bringing back Power, which was the right move, we've got to do it. This is probably the album I know better than any album on the face of the planet. Off this record, I want 5 songs between the two of you.
Off this one album?
Yeah, there's no shot.
Four. I want 4 songs. I want two each. We can
stay,
do it however
with
you
5.
Want.
Okay. 5. Power. Shout out Power.
Ryan, hang on, Ryan.
I'm not gonna be able to get them off rip. Okay, sorry for everyone out there. Not the biggest Kanye guy. Wow. I would like to. I like him in total. I don't know song names of him as much as I like Graduation and all that kind of stuff. I do like Kanye, but I don't
he
know.
He did make Graduation.
He did make Graduation. Okay. Can I go then?
You can go.
Okay.
Maybe I'll spark some.
Devil in a New Dress.
Best song on the record, probably.
Yeah. Oh, the one beat song, Runaway.
Oh, of course, piano note.
That's bad. Should have gotten that.
I'm trying to remember what songs. Like, I know Graduation as well. Like, Homecoming's on Graduation. I Wonder is on Graduation. All the Lights is on this one, though, right?
All the Lights is. You could kind of go 2 for 1 here.
Oh, isn't there the interlude right before it?
Yes,
too?
There is. If you want to count that, yeah, that's 5. There's also Dark Fantasy. There's Monster. There's Gorgeous. There's Hell of a Life.
Gorgeous,
there's
yeah.
Lost in the World. There's Who Will Survive in America, the outro. I could name the track list front to back and probably every word off that album. I was kind of ashamedly a massive Kanye fan until Kanye completely crashed out, but I don't acknowledge anything past Jesus is King.
That's a top 25 album of all time by far, no doubt.
Is Graduation or that one better? to you, Wes.
See,
For Wes,
from a
yeah.
conceptual st so, and I'm gonna go Patrick Bateman moment on this, like I have the other albums. That album is so amazing because that is coming off of after he ripped the award away and mic away from Taylor Swift, the entire world hated him, and he basically like made a love letter in the form of the album back to the people and made probably the greatest, one of not the greatest hip hop album, that'd be crazy to say, a top 10 hip hop album of all time. That's top 10.
That's fair. I also don't really like quantify, like it's really hard to quantify hip hop as a top 10 albums and stuff, 'cause like I don't know what all qualifies, right? Like in my opinion, like I don't even know what genres Drake's albums fall into, but I would argue that like half of those fall in there, and then Kendrick has his own shit, and then I'm like, do Eminem and like all those guys deserve respect and all that, and Tupac and Biggie, like I don't
I
know,
agree,
it's
but
hard to make
I
sense of all
wouldn't.
that.
It's not even just Kanye's efforts on this. It's the track list. You've
Yeah,
got Kid Cudi, you've got Jay-Z, you've got Raekwon, you've
that's fair.
got the comedian. I don't know, but the track list is beautiful.
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross's feature on "Devil in a New Dress" is maybe the greatest feature ever in a Kanye song. It gets me going. To quote another Kanye song, but. All that to say,
That's a great point. Yeah.
it is a
That
great
was good.
point. That's the
It
album
gets
review.
the
I can't
people
even say
going.
the name of the song that's referenced on. I'm not allowed to. But moving on, we will segue nicely into our five games of the week, starting with yet another SBC 3A matchup, Trinity Valley at Arlington Oak Ridge, where TVS is a 19.5 point favorite. That's a big number by the computer. We don't make the spreads. In a game that could well be for a spot in the SPC 3A title game, TVS travels east to Arlington to battle with the Owls. Oak Ridge has separated themselves from the waist at the bottom of 3A and a spot to potentially compete for a title spot following a 1-9 season only a short year ago. Junior athlete Cole Worthington has 900 yards and 16 touchdowns in 5 games. For
Wow.
those mathematically challenged, that's over 3 touchdowns a game. That's doing pretty well. He'll have considerable help from athlete Dylan Lampier and quarterback Luke Dearman. However, Oak Ridge's 5 wins have come against bad teams. Their best win is probably Flower Mound Coram Deo. The one good team they faced, they got dog walked 35 to nothing against Houston Christian, who TVS had a pretty close game with. However, I'm of the opinion that TVS without Ngishu is not quite as good as that score against Houston Christian indicates. I think Houston Christian really shot themselves in the foot several times, and in reality, it should have been a 3 or 4 score game. Now, if my aunt had, she'd be my, so, it's if doesn't always equate to what it should be. Regardless, I think this game is a coin flip. And as much as I'd maybe like to, I don't have enough data to take Oak Ridge to win this one. Give me TVS and a nail biter. The offense without Ngishu makes me really nervous. However, Bekic looks really good. The kind of dual quarterback system they've got rolling worked in spots. It didn't look great, but they did just enough to at least keep it competitive with Houston Christian. If Nagichu's back, I hammer TVS, but it's just Oak Ridge has played really well against bad teams. I don't think TVS is a bad team. It will be interesting. Walker, what are your thoughts?
I think that last sentence you just said kind of solidifies it for me. They've played a lot of bad teams, and TVS without Ben Negushu is still not a bad team. So give me TVS in this one. I think this is going to be a close one, and I could see Oak Ridge coming out on top in this one. I think that the additions they've had this year are good, but I just think, like you said, I don't think TVS is a bad team. So give me TVS in this one, Ryan.
I, however, do think without Ben Ngishu that TVS is a bad team, and that's not like that's not to hate on anything. It's just like Ben Ngishu on TVS means Houston Christian is by far and away the best team in SBC 3A, and there's no
I'll
arguing
counter
that.
that.
There's no
They
arguing
it
that.
was within 10 points of Houston Christian, the best team bar none in 3A without
But you
Ngishu.
just said
You
they just
said
shot
I know I
themselves.
said
They shot
that, but
themselves,
that's
so it
me
won't
being
be like that.
hypothetical. In all
Yeah.
reality, they were the ones that forced those fumbles to quote unquote shoot Houston Christian in the foot. I mean, again, it's tentative ground.
I here's the thing though. It's like that's not going to happen again in November. Like that won't happen again. If TVS is the team that sees them again in November and Nagyushu is not healthy, then the game's over. The game is over from the jump at that point. They're not going to do that again. But we're not talking about Houston Christian TVS. We're just talking about TVS Oak Ridge here. And with that being said, although I don't think TVS is a good team without Nagyushu, I mean, I'm not really high on Oak Ridge either. I was a fan of Oak Ridge for so long. These first few games, like, really gave me life. But the Cistercian win, the Temple Christian win, like, those aren't massive wins. The 27 points with St. Andrews putting that up on you is not great either. Like, I would like you to see you shut out St. Andrews. Like, there's a couple things like that that offer up, and then you don't put any points up on Houston Christian. I'm gonna take TVS here, and I it sucks because I was such an Oak Ridge diehard, and I really don't think TVS is that good. But man, I feel like I have to take TVS. I don't know. I'm not really impressed by SBC 3A this year, and that's no dog on that. But I think Houston Christian walks in a lot of these games.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, Houston Christian's defense is really good. It's the strength of their team, in my opinion.
Right.
And TVS without Nagishu could move the ball a little bit. It'll be interesting. To echo y'all's points, I think they're good enough in this spot to beat Oak Ridge. Like Walker said, I'm also not going to be overly surprised if Oak Ridge ends up winning this game by
Right.
7, 10 points. It's a
Right.
huge dispersion of outcomes, but
Right.
all we can do is talk about what we think is going to happen and then accept all the fire that comes when we are inevitably wrong. Moving on to a Taps Division 4 matchup. Brazos Christian travels to Hollettsville to take on Sacred Heart. Brazos Christian is a 7.5 point favorite. I'm going to come out and say I know nothing of Hollettsville Sacred Heart. They've beaten Flatonia, Luis, and Kip Houston, and I know Hudson Kutak can play some ball. I went to our star intern, lead student analyst now, Waverly West's preview article that's not even out yet. And even she, with all the really in-depth work she does, couldn't find a whole lot of information on Hollettsville Sacred Heart. It's kind of a dark spot. And when you get into four or Division Four, there are going to be some of those dark spots. Kutak is probably the closest, like, to a star player we can lean on. It's not enough for me to go off of. And even if it is just information bias, for lack of a better term, I'm going with Brazos Christian. The Eagles are deeper than we've seen them in a while. I think Walker can attest to that point. Everything seems to be clicking at all levels. I've mentioned in the past everything that Coach Washington said to me at 7-on-7, that he thinks this is really the year that, not even from a talent standpoint, but from kids being bought in. If it's any year, it's this year. I'm going to take Brazos Christian. I still think they're the favorites to win this district, but Sacred Heart has a really good chance to prove everyone on this panel wrong. Walker.
It's very interesting. Coach Sadler over there. Remember, this team last year at Sacred Heart went 11-1, right? They didn't lose until First Baptist in the semi, no, in the quarterfinal round last year, I believe. And so this
Whoa.
team was really, really good last year. But they lose their star player, Nick Angerstein, to SFA, who was kicker, athlete, wide receiver extraordinaire. Like, dude. Ryan, you missed he was awesome last year, man.
Really?
He was
Dang.
phenomenal. And he was arguably the MVP in Taps Division 4 if there was not a team named Dallas First Baptist. Truly. Like, that's how good he was.
That's fair.
But he's gone. And also Brady Haas, the linebacker, is also gone. And you're left with Hudson Kutak, who I don't even know if he plays quarterback anymore. I believe they have another guy. I forget his name, but I think they moved him to receiver, Wes. So it's very interesting. Now, I'm also gonna ride with the hometown team. Please excuse my hair. It's a bad day. But I'm going with the Brazos Christian Eagles.
That's good.
Fly Eagles fly. On the road to victory. I'm not an Eagles fan. But it's a thing where overall from top to bottom, this team is really, really good. I think in the trenches especially, this is where they're been better at than many years before. They look good in the trenches, and that's really exciting to see. They have the weapons like Perkins, like Goodick and Goodike, and all the other guys. They're a solid team, with Cooper Murray's help at the helm too, coming into his own. They're a really, really good team. But I really like the trenches, and I think that's where they're going to dominate more than other teams in Taps Division 4 this year. So give me the Brazos Christian Eagles in this one, but I wouldn't be surprised if Sacred Heart puts up a fight. Right.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is here is that, we can't to echo with you, I was saying, right? A 5-0 team against a team that we don't know a lot about, a team that we think is probably the second best team in Division Four. And then they had a bye week last week before the district slate even starts. Last win was against a public school team where they shut them out. I just a lot of things looking good for Brazos this year. But yeah, there really is no measuring stick for where Sacred Heart is. There hasn't been a team that we've seen that we can really attest to how good we think they are. And of course, with even the knowledge of wide receiver versus quarterback, it is a jumble. And not to go too in depth about it because I don't really know a lot. I'm gonna take Brazos here, and I think they will still win because this is the team that is truly gonna make a run with Central Texas Christian to go at First Baptist.
Ryan, I am more than anything proud of you that you now pronounce Brazos correctly without
I
thinking about
know.
it. That
I
does mean a
know.
lot.
Come on, come on. Yeah, a couple corrections here and there from Walker and you and Waverly. I appreciate it. I finally got it, okay? Finally got it.
Ooh,
Well, like I said,
speaking of Waverly, you want to talk about the bet that is made for the pick record, Wes, that
oh my
we got
gosh. Yeah,
reminded about?
so Waverly, and I guess you technically didn't agree to this because you weren't at state, but we're gonna rope you into this because this is a dictatorship, not well, I don't know who it'd be a three-man dictatorship, so I don't know what that's called.
Or
But
our fantagious HR department that we don't know anything about, but just kind of like sits there.
the wizards that run HR, no, we don't even answer to them. But Waverly reminded us that we agreed at state last year that whoever is last in the pick record has to perform a choreographed cheer routine.
No,
So to Ryan Schroeder, who's
what?
already familiar with some aspects of losing
Oh,
bets and cheer, if you
oh.
remember, I think that was our 2022 Halloween
God.
episode.
Yeah. It's coming up, by the way, the Halloween episode. I'm very
It
excited.
is. I need to go back to Spirit. I can't roll with the Grim Reaper costume again. But
Oh my goodness.
yeah, so basically, Waverly's going to be nice enough to choreograph cheer routine for whoever loses the pick record. And with all of us as close as we are,
No,
we're not
no.
picking on Ryan because it's all pretty daggum close right now, and I will probably bomb here in the next couple of
Okay,
weeks.
but no cheer costume though, right? Like we can actually.
I will no. No
I
cheered
won't combine the
costume.
two. We've
Yeah. subjected Ryan to enough torture from that front
That's
already. Yeah.
crazy, dude. If I had to do another cheer costume, is it at state? Are we doing it at
We will
state?
do it at state.
Oh.
Because it
In
is
front of
also
people? In front of people? Okay, this could be you, Wes. Don't agree to everything. This could be you as well.
it's only a game between y'all. By the way, for the people at home,
Only
80.
a game between me. I thought you were saying, Walker's headed way far in the front that it's like, you have no
I'm three
chance to
games.
lose.
I'm 3 games ahead
Yeah,
on
we're
you.
all close. We're all close. Yeah.
I'm at 92-22. Wes is at 89-25, and Ryan is at 88-26. This it's close, but you're 4 games behind me, Ryan. Wes is three.
Dude, ESD, what are we doing? I'm just kidding. Sorry.
But yeah, I think that will it'll make the between the winner competing for the pick trophy and everyone else competing not to
Yeah.
perform a cheer routine, it'll make for some added pressure to the competition,
That's
which I will
good.
be excited to see how that manifests itself. But that being said, let us move on to a TAPS Division II matchup where the Pioneers of LSA travel a little farther in Houston to Second Baptist, where Second is a 27.5-point favorite, another big number. Two of the best teams in Division II District 4 will face off on Friday when LSA travels over to Second. LSA has improved over last season with wins over Houston Christian, Hyde Park, John Cooper, and Anahuac, and their sole blemish at the hands of Red Hot St. John's. Junior Braden Robinson has been far and away the Pioneers' best player, but he was out last game versus St. John's with what I think was a concussion, and his status is unknown for Friday. If it was a concussion, theoretically, he should be good to go for Friday. But, injuries are tricky. Never going to speculate. We'll list him as questionable. In terms of Second Baptist, and regardless of his readiness, I do think this is Second's game to lose. Toon is having an all-time year, and with Bryce Butler, RJ Lee, Langston Davis, and Alan Thomas, the Eagles have too much firepower for me to envision them faltering here. I like Second Baptist. They are probably the favorite if there wasn't a team named All Saints in Division II. Regents is up there as well, obviously. At least in the South, they're the favorite. That being said, LSA is a dark horse, I would say, especially with Braden Robinson, such a dynamic playmaker. His availability makes or breaks this game. At least with it being competitive. If he's not ready to go, I think second is at least a 3-4 touchdown favorite. But we won't know that until kickoff, I assume. Walker Lott, your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, it does help them too that last week was the bye week for all of District 4. So he has had a whole week to just chill out, and hopefully that means he is good to go. But for my pick, another hat for another game. Give me Fly Eagles Fly on the
How
road
many
to
Eagles? So
victory.
many Eagles. So
So
many
many,
Eagles.
so many Eagles. I think we may should make a rule that all Eagles switch. They have to switch to a different mascot.
There could only be the best team gets to keep the Eagle and everyone
Right.
else has to switch.
Especially for private school. Yeah.
So Legacy will probably keep that one for sure.
Of course.
Because every private school loves to use that one Bible verse that like wings soaring like eagles or whatever. And so
Dude,
that's why everyone does
that's
it.
hilarious.
It's
Yep, I've
am I
heard that.
wrong? Am I
No,
wrong?
that's
No,
probably true. I don't know where
I've
Grace
heard
got
it.
cougars land.
I've
It's
heard
that
it.
in Lions. That's why there's lions too. Because like heart of the lion. Anyways, not the point. Not the Bible verse lesson. We're not a Bible vodcast. Yeah, Second Baptist. By the way, 28, 27 and a half, I think they cover that and more. I think this is a massive win for Second Baptist. I think St. John's was a good team they played, and St. John's beat them handily. Yes, Braden Robertson's a great player, but I don't know if he can overcome that. And I think the weapons they have at Second Baptist, it's going to be pretty close to that. So give me Second Baptist at a lot of points. I know that's my boldest prediction of probably the year, but yeah, taking a thing out of Ryan's notebook. Ryan, over to you.
Dude, that's crazy. I'm pretty out there when it comes to my picks when like talking about gaps and stuff between whatever, but I think this game's going to be way closer than anyone thinks it will. Like, I don't know why, but for some reason, I'm high on LSA. I like a lot of the games they've played well in. Like, I like the Houston Christian win off rip of the year. I like going to Hyde Park and beating them by 20, basically 20. I like the John Cooper win, a public school win, putting 35 on St. John's. Like, all of those are positive to me, for sure. And I don't think LSA is going to win, but I think Second Baptist gets it done here. And obviously, I'm a huge fan of Cannon Toon, Alan Thomas, and company. But like, I don't know, man. Like, LSA's tough. LSA's very good. LSA's the second best team in this district, and it's not close. The rest of these teams are not as good as Lutheran South, in my opinion. Not
Woodlands
UCA.
Christian.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Oh, I don't
Nope. We'll get.
know. I
We'll
don't
see what it looks like when
know.
we get there. But
I will be at that week 10 game. That's gonna be a fun one. Or week 11.
Just
But
wait. Just wait till this week and how many points they put up on Second Baptist. Wait to see how close. This game will not be 28 points. It will not. I promise you that right now. And I don't know. I don't know. You'll have more of a respect for Lutheran South after this week. They're not the Lutheran South of the past. They're going to put up points on Second Baptist, but Second Baptist will win. That's my prediction. Book it. Book it. Book it.
I will be at this game, and I am excited to be there. It's my second time at Second Baptist. Good times.
Will be interesting. Moving on to an SBC matchup. St. John's takes on Episcopal in Bel-Air. EHS is a 13.5 point favorite. St. John's will travel to Bel-Air this Friday as two of the three teams battling for an elusive SBC 4A title spot. St. John's has had yet another solid start to the year. They perennially go like 7-1, 8-1, 9-1 to start years. I was looking back at that. It's crazy how good they are in the beginning of seasons. But they've garnered a 5-1 record, blowing out Cooper for their first district win. EHS is 3-2 with losses to Parrish and West Orange Star. Can't really fault them for either of those.
No.
I'm going to cut to the chase. This game hinges on if EHS can stop Cole Allen. Surprise, surprise. But no one has been able to up to this point, really. That is the entirety of the game. More specifically, can they score just enough to make it more than what Cole Allen puts on the board? With weapons like Brandon Thomas and Madden Morgan on the defensive end, they certainly can. And I left it blank after this because whenever I was writing the script, I couldn't formulate who I wanted to go with in this game. That's how much this game makes me uncomfortable. EHS perennially is a better team than St. John's, or a better program. They're more established. St. John's seems to have caught lightning in a bottle this season. And that might even be kind of a rude way to put it because Cole Allen's just that good. I don't think he needs that lightning or the bottle. Very rarely do I do this where I have to like make a pick on spot because I've procrastinated so much because I don't know. I'm gonna go with St. John's. I've bet momentum this entire season. It's proven me right more than it's proven me wrong, except for, Fort Worth Christian. I kind of hold a grudge there a little bit, but there's much more history here with St. John's in this season that I can go off of with. They're legit. And even if they lose here, they're not gonna get blown out. I like St. John's. I'm going to bet Cole Allen until there's a reason for me not to. And this is a good testing point. I'm going to take St. John's. I'm going to take Cole Allen, Shaquin Winn, all the works in a big spot. I mean, St. John's has narrowly missed that title game year after year. And if there is a year that they do it, it's this year. And I think it starts here. Give me Cole Allen. Give me the Mavs in Bel Air.
That's a fun one. Since in the last three matchups of EHS versus St. John's, St. John's has won two out of three. So
Whoa.
interesting. Does everyone want to do that? The Bartsy to Bartsy connection has been awesome with Gavin Sampson, DJ Taylor, Christian Houston, and Madden Morgan. Like you said, this team looks really, really good. Maybe good enough for me to pick.
Do you have a St. John's hat?
No, he
No, I think
doesn't.
you only have
No, he
the
did.
Bel
No,
Air
he does
hat.
not.
Yeah.
No, he
Give
does
me
not.
St. John's, baby. Give me Cole
Oh.
Allen. Give
Oh.
me Cole Allen.
My goodness
Give me
gracious.
Cole Allen. How could I not bet against Cole Allen? My hair is abysmal right now, but that's not the point.
Oh my
Like Wes
God.
said, I will vote for Cole Allen until
Oh.
there's a reason I shouldn't. The best player in the SBC, the best player in the SBC I've ever seen live. Give me Cole Allen and the St. John's Mavs.
Wait, whoa. Gotta put a
I don't
halt
know.
on the
I don't know if
brakes
you saw
there.
Dylan Bell live.
Got
I
to put the break.
never saw
Okay,
Dylan Bell
okay,
live.
okay, okay. Okay, I was like, oh my gosh, the way you just said that. But
But here's what I'll say. In turn, like Dylan Bell is amazing and
no,
he's doing incredibly well
no,
at Georgia.
no,
Cole Allen in high school might be more electric.
no,
I'm
no,
saying electric in terms of like big play. And maybe that's because
no.
he's more of a sole playmaker on that team than Dylan Bell was for Kincaid. Ryan,
That's
you
fair.
were,
That's fair. That I guys, I agree with the fact that Cole Allen is St. John's. Like this, I've said that week after week that this team will literally crumble without him. I've watched live streams of them playing where he is the only part of their sole offense. When I tell you this, I want to tell you this truthfully. This game is won by EHS. Like, obviously, is the most obvious thing ever. You literally put 11 guys on Cole Allen and make someone else beat you. Not really, but like make someone else beat you. Make someone else beat you besides Cole Allen. I swear that's how you win this game. I'll also say that.
Do you think other teams haven't tried that strategy?
Okay, that's fair. But if any team has the personnel and the defense and the legacy to do it, it is EHS. But
It's a good
this
point.
is what I wrote down. EHS is not the same EHS as the past. They aren't, right? They're not the same team. This is a different year, different team. I don't like that you only beat ESD by 5. I know you had to travel to Dallas, but there's a reason why I picked ESD. I'm really not, no, no, I don't want to say really low. I'm not really low on EHS, but I'm lower on them than normal. I think Cole Allen just keeps doing it. I really think that he keeps doing it. Give me St. John's. It is insane to think that if there has been someone since Dylan Bell to be as dominant, the answer is Cole Allen. Is Cole Allen as dominant as Dylan Bell? Up for discussion. But dang, dude, he is their only player, and he does it week in and week out. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I really don't know what to say. I gave me St. John's here.
Yeah, well, we've just given EHS enough ammunition to last out a 7 years war, but it'll be interesting. Like I said, I never like when we're all three on the same side of a game, but it's at this point you can't pick against Cole Allen and St. John's. This game's gonna be a fun one. I think 13. I forget EHS is favored by 13.5. I don't think either team wins by more than 7. I really do think
No,
this is a
it's
game that's like
close.
3 points
It's
late into the
close.
fourth. It's going to be
Dude,
fun. fun.
EHS is gonna boo me like nobody's business for that.
Oh, I forgot you're gonna be there.
I'm gonna be at that game.
I feel bad because I love Jason Grove, their athletic director. He'll
Oh
take
yeah.
this in stride,
Oh
but
yeah.
it'll to tell him hi for me. He's my dude.
I
But
will.
it'll be fun. It'll be a really, really fun one. And speaking of fun, a game that I've had circled for a minute now in Plano, Liberty Christian at Prestonwood. Liberty is a 19.5 point favorite. In what is somehow the first time we're mentioning them this season, Liberty Christian travels to Plano to take on the Red Hot Lions of Prestonwood. Liberty has been the favorite to run the table since the season ended last year. Chase Garnett is one of the best running backs that we've seen since Andrew Paul. Quinn Murphy has too many weapons in Brady Danielsek, Jalen Hawkins, and Quentin Brown. Cooper Witten's skill set needs his own episode to break down. Defensively, there's CJ Witten, Maddox Sakiri, Nick Blevins, and then Witten and Janusek on the other side of the ball. Like I said, I can't ever go through every Division One weapon that Liberty has because it'd take us 20 minutes. It's just talent like we've never seen at this level, barring like a Bishop Dunn of the past. In terms of Prestonwood, Luke Glass surprised most of us, winning out the quarterback job for the Lions, and has looked impressive in that spot. His connection with Matthew McClain is nothing short of deadly. But I think what would win Prestonwood this game is ground, pound, and ball control. Caden Collins is finally back, and combined with Tekashi Shaw, they need to churn out 3 yards in a cloud of dust and keep Liberty's playmakers off of the field. Jack Harwell's matchup with Austin Branlow will also be one to watch, providing that Harwell still split out on the edge to determine if Prestonwood is available to put pressure on Quinn Murphy. All in all, I've said multiple times that Prestonwood is legitimate this year. And you can see where this is going, but Liberty is still Liberty. There's too much talent. It will be interesting to see how quickly Prestonwood can, or that Liberty can pin their ears back and get to Glass in the pocket, because I think that pressure could make or break the game. Luke Glass is a great quarterback. He's just not exceptionally mobile. And I think if there's a lot of pressure from guys like Sakiri, and if they roll Nick Blevins up and the rest of that monster front like CJ Witten as well, that also might work in Prestonwood's favor because you can get McClain open on a deep shot or a quick slant. There's a lot of ways this game can go, but with the information I have, betting against Liberty is a fool's game, and we haven't done it yet. And I'm sure as heck not going to be the person that starts it in this spot. Honest, I think 19 and a half is a fair spread. I mean, Liberty, they haven't been like, I'm not even going to say that. They've done well up to this point. I think they're going to beat Prestonwood. Give me Liberty Christian in this spot. Walker.
You see, I couldn't find the hat for this game, and so I'm gonna let Wes wear it for me. Liberty Christian won the state championship last year in Division Two and had a running clock by the second half. And then they came into D1 and have basically terrorized any private school team they've faced so far this year. And like I think one of the last sentences Wes said was, we have not bet against Liberty. And we will not be get we will I will not be the first one to do it. That's good.
That hat does not fit. That hat
It
does
doesn't fit.
not
I
fit in
love
the
it. It's an
slightest.
awesome hat. I just can
That
never wear it because it
does
doesn't
not
fit. I
fit.
can't pull it down like that. And I can't wear it up top.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna roll with it. I don't care.
Yeah, it looks great.
But yeah, give me Liberty in this one. I think this is going to be the first game that I think they're going to get hit in the mouth a little bit. I know they played Texas High, and that's a different game. Yes, as a public school, they have some guys who are going to go play big time Power Four football on that team. But I think this is the biggest private school matchup they've had since All
They haven't had
Saints of
one.
last year.
Oh, yeah, last year. Yeah, they haven't had one this
They
year.
haven't had one this year, and I think this might be the first one they get hit in the mouth. But I will trust any team with that coaching staff to respond well, and I will not be picking against Liberty so, or at least this early. So give me the Warriors.
Wait, what is this? We're acting like 19 and a half is actually what the margin's going to be? It won't. It'll be way more. I'm going to tell you right now that, like, I mean, I'll be there. I mean, we should probably say, me and Wes, I think, are both going. We're both going to be there.
Yes, I probably
Yeah,
should have said that off top.
me and Wes will both be there. I might get there a little late, but we'll both be there. And it's not going to be great company with me saying this right now, but I got to be realistic. This game isn't going to be close. I mean, guys, they put up 35 points on Texarkana, Texas. They beat Decatur. Like, they're crushing these teams. This team is incredible. This is quite literally one of the best teams. They're not Paris 2022. I get it. I get the jokes. I get the whole story. I get the hoopla about, well, they have a loss. Like, they're not that. They have every asset to be so. And I think saying they're going to get hit in the mouth is crazy, Walker. I'm sorry, but it won't matter. These guys are these. They got hit. They got hit in the mouth. It's called
Texas.
Texarkana, Texas. Like that's like those are real teams that are on their skill level. That is their skill level. Their skill level isn't private school football. And there's a reason why they're the favorite in Division One over Parrish is because Liberty is the best team, and they're good enough to play with the 5A and 6A schools of public school ball, and they have the assets to do it. This game won't be close. Liberty's going to win by 30, and I know it's only 10 points more than the spread, but the spread's 19 and a half. It's
30
more.
is
It's
crazy.
more.
It's
It
I know
will be
Liberty's that
30.
good. Prestonwood's
It will be
good
30.
this year.
Okay, but it's not Liberty. Not
I
Liberty.
agree with that. I think the
Not
spread is
Liberty.
accurate. I know
Okay,
I guess we're arguing over 10 points,
we're not
but
that far off. I think 10
yeah.
points. I think Walker, you think it's gonna be closer?
I think it's within two scores. I think
What
it's
is
a
hit in the mouth even mean, dude? I mean, they're not
I
Prestonwood's not on that
that
level
you
to
know
do
what that mean
that.
you do you understand? Okay. What it means is it's gonna be for the first quarter and a little bit of the second, it's gonna be a close game. And then I think Liberty is gonna extend out in the
Yeah, you're
third and
right.
fourth.
Yeah, you're
Here's
right. At 11:58, it will be 0-0. You're not wrong. At 11:58, it will be 0-0. But at 11:56, it'll be 7-0. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm telling you, like they're not in the
to
same
Walker's
ballpark.
point, the game against All Saints, at least at All Saints last year in the regular season. That was a one score game, like into the third or the fourth quarter. Like it's not like Liberty's superhuman, but it's not like they're completely immortal. Like they can allow teams to stick around.
Last
Right.
season,
I mean, they had Cole Wells for a
added
quarter. I mean,
so many pieces in this whole scene this offseason. They've added more guys are older, guys have gotten better.
yeah,
Like,
I think that's the biggest point. It's less who they've added and more that the entire receiving core, less Michael Stump, is back and a year older. Maddox Sakiri's back. CJ Witten's back. Both Witten, Cooper Witten from a freshman to a sophomore is the biggest piece of this team. I agree with what you're saying. They're better. I just think I'm not going to be entirely surprised if we get to halftime of this game and it's a 7-point game. I think Liberty is going to win, and I think they win by multiple scores. I don't think they come out and how can I say this in a non-NSFW way, and just drop the hammer immediately. They could, and it wouldn't entirely surprise me, maybe a little bit, but
we'll see.
I think this is a three. I think it's a 19 and a half. I think it's an accurate spread. But that being said, like Ryan mentioned and reminded me, we both will be there. I'm thankful this game's in Plano, not in Argyle, because I work in Plano. It's like a probably a 20-minute drive from me instead of an hour. So thank you to the tap scheduling gods for making this happen. But all that being said, that concludes all the content we have to go over for this episode. A fantastic slate of games. We say that almost every week, but this week I mean it. I mean it's a good slate. I'm excited to cover a game with a member of this program for the first time since state last year. That'll be fun. Ryan and I will be there, generating all the content for you to enjoy. Walker Locke continues to add hats,
I'm
and I will cut
repping
this.
Cole Allen.
Absolutely, I respect that. I only have two hats in here. Walker
So
has
many
more private
hats in
school hats than
there.
I do, so I don't want to go band for band with Walker with private school hats. But before we ramble into eternity, as always, I have been one third of your hosting crew, Wes Tolleson. Walker Lott and Ryan Schroeder have fantastically been themselves. We will see you in the next episode. See you later.